the whole universe from a few good patterns. The science of the last 300 years has led to one inescapable conclusion about our world. Everything is ultimately made of the same stuff. From the dust of distant stars to you and me, everything that is emerges as patterns from the vast soup of quantum energy, and without fail, when it does, it manifests in ways that follow the rules of nature. Water is a perfect example of what I mean here. When atoms join to form a molecule of water, the pattern that holds them together is always the same. It always forms the same angle, and that angle is always 104 degrees. The pattern is predictable. It's reliable. And because it is, water is always water. It's all about the patterns. So to solve the mystery of how the universe may work like a big computer, what we're really asking is, how does the universe create patterns? And this is where the boundary between our everyday world and the spiritual mysteries describing the universe becomes a little fuzzy. When Zuse began to think of the universe as a computer, he was considering how it seemed to work like the one in his laboratory. It was not until 30 years later, however, that the mathematics to explore such radical ideas burst onto the scene. And when they did, they forever changed the way we think of everything from nature and our bodies to wars in the stock market. The new mathematics is based upon patterns that repeat themselves just like the ones we find in nature. A stalk of broccoli is a perfect example. Each little branch of broccoli looks like a miniature of the main stalk, and the buds on the branch look like a miniature of the branch that looks like the main stalk. So the whole plant is essentially made of the same pattern, repeating itself and varying on different scales. The patterns are said to be fractal patterns, and the new science that describes them is simply called fractals. In the 1970s, Benoit Mandelbrot, a professor at Yale University, developed a way for us to see the patterns made by the formulas of fractals. When Mandelbrot programmed his simple formulas into a computer, the output was stunning. The images that were produced did more than just approximate nature. They looked exactly like nature. And that is precisely what Mandelbrot's new geometry was showing us about our world. Nature builds itself in repeating patterns that are similar, yet not identical, the same way our familiar computer programs create artificial realities. Belief code number 8 reminds us of this powerful relationship, stating that nature uses a few simple, self-similar, and repeating patterns, fractals, to build everything from roots and rivers to rocks, mountains, and trees, and us. Seemingly overnight, it became possible to use fractal patterns to describe nature, to draw everything from the coastline of a continent to an exploding star. The key was to find the right formula, in other words, the right program. And this is the idea that brings us right back to Zeus's original idea. If the universe is really the output of an ancient and unimaginably long-running computer program, then the computer must be producing the fractal patterns that we see as nature. For the first time, this new mathematics removes the stumbling block of how such a program may be possible. A fractal view of the universe implies that everything from a single atom to the entire cosmos is made of just a few simple natural patterns. The key is that the big patterns, like solar systems, are just larger scale examples of little patterns like atoms, while the patterns may combine, repeat, and build themselves into huge and complex systems. Ultimately, they can still be reduced to just a few simple forms. Wow, the idea is certainly attractive. In fact, it's beautiful. Thinking of the universe as a fractal reality crosses the separation that we've placed on our knowledge in the past, weaving very different disciplines of science and philosophy together into one great, elegant story of how the universe is made. This view of the universe is so complete that it even accounts for the aesthetic qualities of balance and symmetry that artists and mathematicians aspire to in the highest forms of their craft. The universal appeal of thinking of the universe in terms of repeating patterns certainly fulfills John Wheeler's prophetic statement that surely, someday, we will grasp the central idea of everything as so simple and so beautiful and so compelling that we will all say to one another, how could it have been otherwise? A fractal view of the universe certainly fits this bill. In addition to accommodating the requirements of so many different ways of thinking, the fractal model of our universe holds yet another important advantage. It holds the key to unlocking nothing less than the inner workings of the universe itself. Belief Code 9 states the reason why. If the universe is made of repeating patterns, then to understand something on a small scale provides a powerful window into similar forms on a grand scale. So, if our little desktop computers are based in fractal ideas that mirror the way the computer of the universe works, then when we learn about storing information on zip drives and downloading programs, we're really teaching ourselves how reality works. And if so, we're ultimately gaining insight into nothing less than the mind of the great architect that set the universe into motion. So maybe the computer that we use to pass the time with a quick game of solitaire or email letters to friends is much more than we've ever imagined. It may be that the compact technology on our desk actually holds the key to the greatest mystery in the universe. Big computer or small computer, a computer is always a computer. While computers have gone through a tremendous evolution in size and speed since they burst upon the scene in the mid-20th century, in some ways they've changed very little. Whether they fill an entire room or are miniaturized to fit in the palm of our hand, there are some things that all computers have in common. Regardless of their size, for example, all computers have output, an operating system, and software that allows them to do their jobs. To see just how belief fits into this scheme, however, it's important to understand what these three things really do. So following is a brief description of each function and the role it plays in an electronic computer. Although the descriptions themselves are oversimplified, they allow us to think of the computers in our office as a small mirror, a fractal, of the larger workings of the universe. And this includes thinking of belief as the program that gets things done. The parallels are fascinating. The similarity is unmistakable. The output of a computer allows us to see the result of the computer's work, what it's accomplished. All of the computations that happen inside the computer's bits and chips and circuits are made visible as the data that we see as charts, graphs, words, and pictures. The operating system is the link between us and the computer circuits. Whether it's the familiar Macintosh or Windows operating systems, or the specialized ones being developed for specific tasks, when we type the commands to print or start a program into our keyboard, it's because of the operating system that our commands make sense to the computer. The programs themselves are the software that translate the commands that we've written in human language into something that will eventually communicate with the processors of the computer itself. Examples of programs include familiar software such as Word, PowerPoint, Photoshop, and Excel that we install onto our computers to get things done. And while there are always exceptions, for the most part, these three basic components apply to nearly every computer in existence. When we apply these principles to the idea of the universe as a computer, reality itself becomes the output, belief becomes the program, and consciousness becomes the operating system. While it's certainly a different way to think about our world, this analogy gives us a powerful window into the way the universe works on a large scale, and it leads us to an important key in understanding how the universe works. And that is, to change reality, we must change the programs themselves. For our universe, that program is what we simply call belief. So in this way of thinking, belief code number 10 reminds us that belief is the program that creates patterns in reality. Every day, we offer the literal input of our belief commands to the consciousness of the universe. Every day, consciousness translates our personal and collective commands into the reality that we call our health, the quality of our relationships, the peace of our world. Precisely how we create the beliefs in our hearts that change the reality of our world is a great secret that was lost from the most cherished teachings of the Judeo-Christian traditions in the 4th century. The ancient Gospel of Thomas offers a beautiful example. In the pages of this controversial Gnostic text, identified as a rare record of Jesus' actual sayings, the Master is describing the secret to living in this world. He describes how the union of thought and emotion merged into a single potent force can create a power that literally can change our reality. "When you make the two into one," he begins, "you will say, 'Mountain, move away,' and the mountain will move away." At this point, you may be asking yourself the same question I found myself asking as a senior computer systems designer working in the defense industry nearly 25 years ago. If belief is really so powerful, and if we all have this power within us, then why doesn't everyone know that we have it? Why don't we all use it every day? I found the answer to that question in the place where I would least expect it, in the words of a young native guide leading a tour through an ancient village in the high deserts of northern New Mexico.